Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm with my favorite colleague, Sharon Shreeky, and we're here at my Body Confidence podcast, where entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs, unite to showcase their talents. And before we get into our topic today, which I'm really excited about, is Sharon, you have the floor. What are you up to? What is your coaching expertise, and how can people contact you?
Okay, well, thank you for the floor. And what I love to do is coaching. But my favorite part of coaching is relationships because that's what makes the world go round, you know? And I really feel what I bring to the table is an affinity for that because that's what I'm good at. I'm good at creating harmony and teaching people how to build their relationships. And if anybody wants to reach me, they could find me at sharonshrieky at gmail.com. SharonShrieuy at gmail.com. And if you'd like to reach me, send me a message, put podcast in the notes. And how about you, Stephanie? Tell us what excited you.
Okay, here we go. Body Awe, BodyAwe.com. And what I'm presenting today is I really enjoy working with women entrepreneurs so that they can showcase their talents with better confidence skills and better business skills and techniques. And I do this through my body knowledge system, and through my years of experience owning, managing, and creating several profitable businesses. And as Sharon has been by my side, as I've written, yes, it's done, the body knowledge entrepreneur navigating your unique style for business success. And I want to showcase my colleague, my coaching colleague, Sharon Shreeky, today, because she has experienced parts of this book. So, Sharon, I'm going to, you know them already, but I'm going to share with our audience the four styles, because when you read this book, you take the assessment, you understand your style, and then you navigate through the book a challenge that you have. So, Sharon, think of a challenge that you're having, a business challenge, or something with one of your clients. I think you brought up earlier in our discussion something about boundaries. You might want to consider that with your
Yes.
style. So the styles are organized, spontaneous, inspirational, or analytical. So this client you were talking to me about, tell us more about this boundary that you want with your client, if you're following me.
Right.
Boundaries. Okay, I'll let you speak. I'll be quiet.
So, I would say that this client that I you know, my style, I'll start with my style is spontaneous and intuitive, right?
Inspirational.
Inspirational. So
Continue.
I work in that field. That's what comes natural for me. But what I strive for is more organization. And what I found was the client, when it comes to boundaries, and this client, let's say, I needed to, in order to help him, I needed to develop my organizational skills to help him in the package that he presented to me. So he also, I found him to be more of the inspirational, spontaneous type as well. And that's why it was more of a challenge for me. Since he has my style, It was a challenge for me, and I realized then that there was something that I needed to learn. There was more that I needed to learn. And what do you think at this point is necessary for me to learn based on the book and what you're bringing to the table?
Well, what I'm hearing is you're very clear about your spontaneous inspirational style. So you've also mentioned that you are cognizant of his style as well. But I'm also hearing you're kind of pushing yourself to be organized. But if that's not your thing, my question is, what motivates you to try to be something you're not?
So, what goes through my mind is that even though these two traits encapsulate my personality and who I am, I'm not so clear on how to use them to, let's say, help another person that has a similar. I could help, like, if somebody who comes to me that might have that might be more organized, I could help them with inspiration and spontaneity because it comes naturally to me. So certain things I need to just, I guess it's also listening and being empathetic. But as far as, let's say, actions, that's where like it might get a little tricky since.
Well, I'll pause you here. Knowing that you've diagnosed him without him taking the assessment as being spontaneous, inspirational, since you know that so well, as a coach, you'll ask questions that are spontaneous and inspirational because then he'll get it. And not to be, excuse me, you said to be empathetic for him. Well, what about being empathetic for yourself? You're a proficient coach. You listen intuitively, and you always exude this energy of love. Always.
Thank you.
So when you come from who you are, and you've taken the body knowledge entrepreneur even a step farther. As a coach, you're understanding your client's style. So then you could really choreograph this dance of conversation with him in a most profound way. Look at you.
Yeah, it's amazing because it has it's opened my eyes. It's gotten me to see understand people and understanding their style is very empowering. It's an
And
unbelievable gift.
yours.
And my own, right? Because then we're able to work with it, work with within their styles. What happens is that like where it gets like confusing and we need more guidance is, and I need more guidance is when a person's life is like upside down and now they're needing to have a different style, they're needing to learn a different style. So it's that's where it becomes a little more challenging when you have to learn about all the styles, even if we lean towards, I feel like we could lean towards one, but then we could learn a little bit, like throughout our lives, we could learn a little bit of this and I could learn a lot of that. Sprinkle.
Okay, so with your theory at this moment, because you've expanded this vision of my styles, is that what was left was organized and analytical.
Right.
So, how would you want to coach this client to be maybe more aware of using the organized and/or analytical style? Would that help them?
Yes, I feel that those two traits is important to like to learn and to access. I think that we all of us have a little bit of all of the styles, but we're dominant in, let's say, one or two styles. If we were only organized, we would be a robot. We'd be a robot, right?
I
All
know,
right.
but we would be the best robot. Okay,
Right.
don't put down robots.
Efficient and so like perfect, but it probably wouldn't be human. And so we have a little blend, and then we go through life trying to learn other things. It's harder for us, and we go mostly with our style. We our default is always our style, but then we learn. Let me or we have a coach that introduces, let's say, a little bit more analytical, so that we could understand how things go, so that we could see the end picture a little bit clearer and not get muddled by what we're going through at the moment. So she
But
brings that.
again, you've brought up a very good, what would I say, more in depth to the book that I have written, which I speak to, that we are dominant in at least one or two styles. They complement each other. We know how to use them for our challenges. But what you've brought up today is your client comes to you. And they have a certain dominant style, but you're going to bring to their attention that maybe they could be a little organized or analytical, a style that they aren't dominant in that might help them. So look at you, Coach Sharon Shrieky. So add on to my message and we'll wrap up today. Tell me what you learned from our conversation.
I learned that it's not only understanding our own style, it's also understanding the people around us, the style that the people that we either that we're working with or that we love. When we understand their style, we're able to talk to them easier. We're able to communicate better. It's good all around. It's better all around.
And with that said, Sharon, how can people connect with you, please?
Sharon Shrieky at gmail.com, Shriqui at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And oh,
And BodyAwe, BodyAwe.com. Look out on February 8th. We're going to have a launch of the book, The Body Knowledge Entrepreneur, Navigate Your Unique Style for Business Success. And I hope what we talked about today gives you a preview of what you can possibly learn. So
Yeah.
I'll see you soon.
Yes, looking forward.